The latest numbers show a state plan to truck North Slope natural gas to Fairbanks may not hit a targeted consumer price point. Officials updated the public on the project Wednesday, and as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, they're optimistic they can bring down the price.
The state-led Interior Energy Project is aimed at getting gas to Fairbanks consumers at a price equivalent to about half the cost of heating oil, but the latest estimate puts it 25% over target. Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Energy Infrastructure Development Officer Nick Shimoniak provided the figure in response to an audience member question, cautioning it's not a final number.
We think that's the absolute ceiling. We think there's a lot of room to bring down the delivered price.
ADA is partnered with the private engineering firm MWH on the project, including the centerpiece North Slope Gas Processing Plant, a facility Shimoniak said is currently estimated to cost $233 million.
ADA, as well as MWH, believes that's probably too high of a price, and we think we can get that price down.
Shimoniak said ADA is working with MWH to adjust plant design and financial terms. The gas trucking project is supported in part by a $357 million state financing package, but substantial private capital is also required. MWH Alaska Managing Director Rick Adcock underscored the complexity of the project and the importance of getting all its moving parts to mesh.
This whole system has to work. Think about it. If you're the lender putting $100 million into this plant and you're doing your due diligence on this project, you're not going to lend in the plant unless you know someone at the other end is going to be turning on their thermostat and buying the gas. So you can't look at this piece by piece. The whole system, the whole supply chain has to work from the North Slope gas molecules to the burner tip in your home.
ADA's board of directors plans to make a decision on the project next month. It's already built a pad for the natural gas plant on the North Slope and targets getting first gas to Fairbanks by late 2016. Golden Valley Electric Association would be a primary customer, the nonprofit borough-run Interior Gas Utility, and private company Fairbanks Natural Gas would locally store and distribute the gas to homes and businesses within separate service areas. FNG laid over 33 miles of distribution pipe in the city of Fairbanks this summer and plans to add 30 more next summer. The IGU plans to order 80 miles of pipe next month. IGU board member and general manager Steve Haginson stressed the importance of consumers converting to gas as soon as their neighborhood is piped for service.
This is really what drives the entire cost stat per, when you look at it on a dollar per unit. If you start dropping the conversions, the cost per unit is going to go up. So we want to make sure that we have a very high level of conversions to ensure we keep the cost down as low as possible. So we're trying to do everything we can to incentivize and encourage conversions early on.
A gas conversion pilot program underway in North Pole involving 50 households is aimed at jump-starting the switchover and clarifying the cost. ADA estimates at between $2,500 and $10,000 per home, depending on its heating system. The state is also exploring low-interest financing options to help homeowners make the switch. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.